From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Fear in Kenya as tens of thousands flee to churches and police stations. We'll talk with a Catholic missionary in the city of Eldoret, where a mob burned a church, killing dozens of people.
First to what's behind this violence, ethnic tensions following a disputed presidential election. Here's NPR's Gwen Tompkins with this report from Eldoret. It's a city about 180 miles west of the capital, Nairobi.
Election year violence in Kenya is nothing new. In 1992 and 1997, hundreds of people died and whole communities were displaced as a result of ethnic tensions brought to the fore by politics. But this time around has pushed Kenyans to new extremes. The recent presidential election pit the nation's two largest ethnic groups against each other. President Mwai Kibaki is a Kikuyu and challenger Raila Odinga is a Luo. But the race also made a messy divide among the nation's 40 other tribes. Western Kenya is home to the Luo and a host of other tribes, and not everyone in each group voted the same way. And a wave of bitterness has targeted those in the region who voted for Kibaki, the disputed winner of Sunday's election. The Moi Teaching Hospital in the city of Eldoret has received more than 70 corpses since the election results were announced, including 17 from a church where people were burned alive on Tuesday. In addition, the acting director of the hospital has been told that another 50 bodies are strewn in the fields along the outskirts of town. Nationwide, whole communities are on the move away from their homelands, and the death toll hovers at 300. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Eldoret.